You're listening to Accelerate, a ServiceNow podcast series about achieving your business outcomes, where we talk about how to get the most value from the Now platform. Hey everyone, this is Crystal Clevenger.
And this is Dee Idris. We're your hosts and excited to talk to you about ServiceNow value acceleration solutions that include expert services, training, and impact.
Hi, Dee. It's nice to have you on the show again. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, Crystal. Always good to be back. I'm always, always, always excited about these. We have awesome guests. No different today.
I know. So today, I'm very pleased to be joined by Cesar Negri de Oliveira, who is a product owner at British Telecom. Cesar is joining us from Brazil today instead of Hungary, where he's visiting. So, Cesar, hello. Nice to have you on the show.
Hello, everyone. Nice to be here.
It's great. Great to hear your voice again. Always enjoy talking to you.
Cesar, you and British Telecom were the subject of a recently published case study by ServiceNow, and we invited you to join us to talk about what British Telecom has decided to do with Rise Up with ServiceNow. But before we do that, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your career and how you ended up at British Telecom?
Sure. I started long ago on this journey on the IT world, right? And then eventually arrived working on multiple companies, mostly on IT service operations roles. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I arrived in British Telecom BT 9 years ago. This year I'm about to complete in April 10 years on BT, which is really a great milestone that I'm excited to get there. My experience, it's really broad on the service operations, as I said, starting from being really an agent. Even before that, I was a field service. So I understand everything about the company, the operations, and all kind of stuff on service operations. So, and then I was glad to be stepping up on multiple roles, like on the technical part as well, from as agent to senior engineer until operations manager. And then recently I could get an opportunity, a really nice opportunity to join it's like an internal product team, right? We have a capability, we call capability team. It's a mix it's a lot of product management, project management. So, and we are responsible for all kind of internal system, and the main piece is about our digital transformation program, right? So at the moment, I'm really happy to be part of this journey on BT and help to achieve the next goals that we have, the things that we're aiming to leverage our products and our services with our customers. So that's a bit of me at the moment, right? A really quick intro of my experience. And personally, I really like to be with my family. I really enjoy to be. I'm Brazilian, so you're not surprised that I love barbecue.
Don't we all? That's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. I mean, quite the career journey, and it sounds like you're in a great place. And what I wanted to dive into a little bit today would be, you know, I know that BT has embarked on digital transformation, but what I wanted to understand was, how has ServiceNow helped define that digital transformation at BT? What role has ServiceNow played in that digital transformation strategy?
Yeah, and that's a very good point. It's actually everything that I'm doing today, 99% of my time is talking about ServiceNow, because ServiceNow is really the central system or platform of our new architecture. Right? So we are moving from a legacy system stack into a really new system stack, more cloudy, and if I can say cloudy, cloud is not a good word, but more cloud, you know, related, all kind of things on cloud. Of course, we want to reduce costs, leverage our internal and external products and service, ultimately to enhance our customer experience and also our internal operations service, right? So that's where ServiceNow sits on this, on my work today and also on our digital transformation project.
So can you tell us what products from ServiceNow you used through this, you know, for this digital transformation exercise?
Yeah, I have a lot of products from ServiceNow. The main things that I work today is related to ITSM, CSM. We have knowledge. We have a bit of security and vulnerability. What else we have? We have some virtual chats as well. Very, very interesting pieces. And we are exploring more because we have a really great partnership with ServiceNow at the moment. So we are always exploring new use cases. I talk a lot, and the other product owners, the product people internally, we discuss with the business. So we are day by day, we identify new opportunities to explore new products from ServiceNow. But those are the main ones that we have today for BT: ITSM, CSM, knowledge, and security stuff.
That's awesome. So then, I guess the next question I have for you is around training, right? So obviously BT has adopted a lot of ServiceNow solutions and they've been successful with it. I'd like to understand what role training had in that. Obviously ServiceNow has a lot of training offerings. We position them in a way to help our customers succeed with what they've invested in. So two-part question, you know, first, how has training played a role in the success of British Telecom with ServiceNow solutions? And then how has that impacted you and your team specifically as you bring on more solutions and scale and continue that digital transformation journey?
Sure. Of course, as we are really speeding up, so we are trying to speed our transformation, right? So because of that, you need to be aggressive. There's no way. You need to be aggressive. And unfortunately, when you are bringing new system, you know, changing the actual ways that you are working, the people are working, you are going to face a lot of challenges of adoption and all kind of things. Because people is like that, right? They usually, most of them don't like changes, right? So you need to have a really strong plan and project to introduce new systems. And a key part of that is training. Have the knowledge to talk to your people so they can really be trained and understand that that system is really a benefit for them and for our customers, right? With that in mind, it was really great to have the opportunity to have this custom training from ServiceNow, right? It was really a project, right? It's really something that I had to spend a lot of time with a project manager in ServiceNow, really to go into details of our specific needs, right? Which is the most interesting part of this, right? It's of course today a lot of, you know, guys and people on my team, developers and business analysts, they do their own training, right? They just do self study, right? A lot of people find material on the internet, and there's a great portals from ServiceNow to do that. But at the same time, as we were on that situation on the journey, that we had to, you know, kick off the first, you know, versions of our capabilities of ServiceNow according to our needs, it was really important to have this custom training, right? As I said, we had multiple sections with trainers from ServiceNow and a project manager. They were analyzing our process, our needs, how our ways of working. And then after that, they came up with a material set, recording sections, demos. And of course, we had to approve all the materials and all kind of things. And then we schedule all the training sections with our users, our agents, right? The people that we had to train. It was really interesting. And as I said, the most interesting part that I really found as a differentiator, a benefit from ServiceNow, it's that's really tailored to our needs.
Well, that's great. And I know that Cesar, we recently published a case study with you and your story and your team and the success that you had. And in there, you talk about some of the benefits and results that training helped drive at BT. So I wanted to maybe dive a little bit into that. But also, you know, as the team continues to rise up with ServiceNow and getting skilled and train people on the team, you know, how has that continued to not only drive benefits day to day, but also open up potential avenues for additional revenues for BT?
Yeah, what we achieved was really what we aimed for, right? We were aiming for this first, let's say, MVP of our new system stack. So we could train, it was not a lot of people, of course, right? We had like a small team of service operations people it's like a ring fence team that we want to test with some really specific customers, some POCs and MVP environment, right? With a new product as well. By that time, we had an opportunity to also use some customers that were willing to help us to run POCs. So it was really, really important to first to achieve those first launch dates of those products, enabling all those, because we were on a go-to-market situation, right? And we had to really train people very quickly to support that product and those customers that we'd be calling and using ServiceNow to log our instances, as an example, right? So we could really achieve those targets on launching products and, of course, enabling new revenue, because more when we started to launch that product, there were multiple opportunities of customers coming and asking to buy that product, and consequently part of that product suite. You
must have trained a lot of people through that custom training exercise that you did with ServiceNow. Can you talk to us about that? Like, how many folks did you train? What did you train them on? And so on and so forth.
Yeah, we trained on that first, you know, round was about 100 and 150, I believe, if I'm not wrong. But of course, among those, we had the really our own trainers, right? Because we have our training team, of course, internally. So it was really interesting to bring the our people, our trainers, to those sections, because we also had special section that was train the trainer, right? Okay. So we could just train the trainers to scale the training. That's what we are doing today, actually.
So that's what you keep doing. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So you don't have to train everyone. You train enough folks that can train other people, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. We just pick up really the key agents, the key people that were on that the support journey that we had to launch those products, the new products and the MVP version, right? Mm-hmm. So and along with the trainers. So now that we are scaling, we can because it's a lot, we have thousands of users, so now we can use our training team to do that.
That makes sense. And to wrap up our conversation, Cesar, do you have any advice for anyone who may be interested in taking advantage of the pool of talent that Rise Up with ServiceNow can help build and offer to the broader ServiceNow ecosystem?
Yeah, it's really Rise Up, really, now that we are going on a scaling mode, right? And we are looking into all kind of new products and capabilities on ServiceNow, which is really, really interesting. And I'm very excited about looking into predictive analytics, an example, cognitive AI, see how we can automate our process with other, you know, some of other products from ServiceNow, which are really interesting. But of course, we need a couple of things to do that, right? It becomes more, let's say, hard level of the game. And now that we went through the MVP, we have our first version of our ServiceNow internal version, let's say, right? Now we are going to the next level. And a lot of data analysis now in data quality analysis needs to happen. So you enable AI as an example, right? Or ML, you know, capabilities. Otherwise, if you don't have good data, how can you do that anyway, right? But then you need to upskill your part of that. You need to upskill your people, right? We need to upskill our developers. We need to upskill our service operations people to really be ready to not only build the things on ServiceNow or product and the development teams, but also use that, right? Those new products and capabilities. So that's where RiseUp really is helping us to upskill now our people. And also, it's really great to see the consequence. Let's say some things are happening to those guys that took the training like 1 year ago or more. And I see the guys, you know, opening new avenues for them, you know, their careers. They're moving to more exciting roles because they took the training. They can, you know, I share a lot of information on RiseUp for them to go to the careers, you know, paths. So they can take like business analysts or developer, you know, paths, and they can really go to the next level on their personal careers, right? So it's really, really, that's what I think what the most important part, not only for your business to achieve your goals, to launch products as us or to enable new business and enhancing our customer experience and NPS, but also to give your, you know, your people opportunities to go on their careers. It's really interesting.
Well, thank you, Cesar, for your insights into the Rise Up with ServiceNow program. Really appreciate your time and you sharing your experience. And thank you and best of luck with your 10th year at British Telecom.
Yes, thank you, Cesar. Always good to talk to you. And to Crystal's point, I love hearing about Rise Up with ServiceNow with MBT, how it's helping you succeed and people advance their careers. And yeah, it's always a pleasure to hear your story and talk to you.
Excellent. No, very good stuff. I'm always a pleasure to talk to you guys. And if anyone that is hearing this is just, you know, if you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, just if you want to deep dive in any kind of topics that we mentioned today and anything related to that, I'm happy to talk.
I'm Crystal Clevenger.
And I'm Dee Idris, and this is the ServiceNow Accelerate podcast series. You can find us and other ServiceNow podcasts in the ServiceNow community at community.servicenow.com. Be sure to follow us in your favorite podcast app so you don't miss our next episode.